You this evening?
I'm doing all right.
A little head cold issue.
A little bit. Change of temperature from this past week.
What, 65?
Yeah, it was our first day. It was really warm and sunny the whole time. It was awesome.
Yeah. And unfortunately, this is what it's supposed to be, though. That's what I said. It's cold this morning. I'm like, this is what it's supposed to be.
It is. We got spoiled.
I almost said a bad word. It's darn near.
It's darn near.
Darn near February. So. We're live here at Frick's. We'll be here the rest of the year. Thanks to Kirk and Rack for having us. And thanks for being great hosts this whole season. Coming up after autumn, we'll have Lonnie Griffin, the men's head coach. And then from the women's team, we'll have Ava D'Amelia. And from the men's team, we'll have Xavier Bargasser. Coach, couple games last week. The long trip. This is the first long trip you've had. Travel-wise, how did it go? Was it as daunting as did it feel much worse than the Michigan Tech Northern trip, or was it similar to that?
I loved the sunshine and the weather, but it was longer than the Michigan Tech Marquette and Houghton. It was nice to see other posts on Twitter of people up there in Marquette and Houghton and pushing a bus out of a snowbank, but that made the trip a little bit easier, but it was long.
Yeah, long trip. You first went to Nashville. Late Trevecca Nazarene. Trevecca's really been kind of the surprise team in currently in third in the GMAC, and you guys lost that game. A game that you had a good start early on, led by 9 in the first quarter. Sometimes we talk about basketball, and Trevecca's got a really good inside presence. Yep. They got some really good outside shooters, and just those two things alone can make them really tough to guard.
Yeah, the two lady punch they have there with Carter and then Palmer in the post, they're both really good at their positions, and when you have that inside-outside game, it definitely benefits you, especially playing on your home floor. They shot the ball really well.
Yeah, you did a really good job defensively in the first quarter, but then they really kind of figured some stuff out, and it's one of those games where they are shooting it great from the outside, and that when you got a team like that with the inside outside and one of the outside shots start falling, you're kind of in a catch-22 where it's hard to guard them in either way.
Yep. Yeah, and that was kind of the tale of the story. We did a great job in the first quarter and then kind of tailed from then on out defensively. We just let them shoot way too high of a percentage to win the game.
So then Saturday you're at Kentucky Wesleyan, and Kentucky Wesleyan is picked to finish second.
Yep.
Very good team, and they've shown it throughout the year. And again, pretty good start in the first quarter, but then opposite of that night, it wasn't so much your defense. Defensively, it was a decent game overall, but the offense just really struggled to get going on.
Yeah, that was a tougher place to play. It was definitely a test this year for us. Just didn't see some baskets go in early, and it just kind of got worse and worse. At one point, I was like, I don't know if it could get much worse offensively, and it did. So I was proud of our defensive execution, especially following the scout and taking away what we wanted to within our zone, because they kind of picked it apart when they were at home or at our place the last time. So it was good to see them follow through on the defensive end. It was just tough for us to get shots to fall.
We're talking with Autumn Hagen on here on Northwood Basketball Weekly, live from Frick's on ESPN 100.9 FM. That's a trip. The other thing is you talk about, we talk about the similarities between the Northern Tech trip and this trip. Even down to, these are two of the best teams in the GMAC.
Yeah.
So, part of the challenge of going to Tech over the years has always been that, it's a long trip, but Tech's really good.
Yeah, and Northern.
Exactly. And now this year, it's like, okay, this is our long trip, but those are two of the best teams in the league again.
Yeah, honestly, their facilities, too, kind of gave me a big reminder of going to Tech and Northern, just with Kentucky Wesleyan similar to Northern because they don't play on their home court, so we had to practice in a practice gym the day before. So it was reminding me a lot of Northern. And then Trevecca definitely has a home court advantage similar to Tech, just an older gym that, for some reason, it just wasn't easy for us to shoot in.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. We've all seen that story before in that gym. Kind of played a little shorthanded this week, but everything's fine going forward, of course.
Yeah.
No Mackenzie Todd on Saturday, but she's going to be okay.
Yeah, she caught some kind of bug where she was puking all night, so she was unable to play on Saturday.
And McKenna Walker stepped into her spot in lineup and actually did play very well in that game. And again, McKenna's been one of the feel-good stories of the season for you guys. Really has had a nice senior season where she's come in and played really well.
Yeah, it's nice to have that spark from the bench offensively, but she started the game with no fear and actually was shooting the ball pretty well on Saturday.
So now this week you only got one game, and it's on Saturday. It's against Hillsdale, a team you lost a one-point game to the first time around. Very close game.
Yep.
And Hillsdale's another team that's kind of been playing better as the year's gone on. I think it's still a team I'm sure you felt like you should have won. You had a very good chance to win the first time.
Yeah.
And tell us about the Chargers.
I think Hillsdale's probably the most comparable team to us in the league. I think we're very similar in a lot of ways. Just as far as like our offensive philosophies and defensive philosophies, but they play really, really hard and they'll play through the whistle. So it's just a matter of once we get a lead, keeping that lead and not taking the mistakes that we had from the last two games and not letting us settle.
You got some time now. You don't play till Saturday. How are you changing what you normally would do on a normal two-game week when it's a one-game week?
Yeah, it's actually couldn't have come at a more perfect time with this trip that we just were on.
I mean,
we got back super, super, super late on Sunday morning pretty much. So it's been nice to have yesterday, obviously, off. And then today we just did weights and had a little team meeting and stuff. So the next few days we'll be focusing on us, and then we'll turn to Hillsdale probably Thursday and Friday.
And having played them already, you kind of know what to expect and stuff, so that it even simplifies the scout. So, again, if it was a team you hadn't played, you might make the scout more extensive. But and you just played them not that recently.
It's kind of interesting how the schedule worked this year. Like, we've already played teams twice that we haven't even played once yet, and they're one that we just played a couple weeks ago. So,
Our next guest is Ava D'Amelia, our next player. And I know you've known Ava for a while now, and she's we're going to embarrass her because she's sitting on the couch.
Perfect.
Tell us some nice things about Ava.
Honestly, this is not me just saying it. I thought Ava had a great weekend and week for us. I thought on Thursday against Trevecca, she was patient in the post. She had some really nice moves and finishes down low, rebounding the ball a lot better. I think she was definitely a positive take from the last two games. If we can just keep her out of foul trouble.
You know, some of the best players we've ever had have always battled foul trouble. It just means
it's aggressive.
It's just aggressive.
Yeah, I just would like to play her a little bit more. You know,
right.
she would stay out of hacking.
But it's so fun sometimes.
I know.
You just want to.
Well, it's tough down there. I mean, it's tough to guard. You know, other teams post players under their basket when they're trying to draw the foul, and you get caught behind sometimes, especially in our zone. So
And especially this weekend, there are a couple teams that actually featured.
Yes.
There's not a ton of post players like the good old days, but both these teams actually had some inside, more inside presence than other teams.
They did, for sure.
And anything else you want to tell us about Ava? How about Ava the person?
Ava the person?
Yeah.
Oh, she's the life of the party. You're going to be able to talk to her for a long time. She brings all kinds of energy, which is good.
It's actually just really fun to just talk about someone while they're sitting there, while they can't respond, you know, especially someone that we both enjoy so much as Ava. So, well, Coach, Saturday, 1 o'clock is your lone game this week. Hope you feel better,
first of all.
And thanks for joining us, and have a good game on Saturday.
Thanks so much.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with Lonnie Griffin. You're listening to Northwood Basketball Weekly on ESPN 100.9 FM.
Get huge savings with fuel rewards every time you fill up at one of your 26 area Forward Shell convenience stores. Get at least 5 cents off a gallon every single fill up. And earn even more when you make purchases in store. You can regularly save 10, 20, even 30 cents off a gallon, which means less money goes into your tank and more stays into your wallet. Visit fuelrewards.com to sign up and start saving today. That's fuel rewards at your area Forward Shell convenience stores. And remember, when you want to pay less at the pump, go Forward.
Matt Smith Modern Realty, what's more important, negotiating the best deal or finding the perfect home?
You only focus on the market trend while you're trying to buy the home. You live there for the next 10, 15, or 20 years.
Market trend or quality of life?
Jerry, I would argue that it's more important to get the right house than to get the right deal, because long after you found that house, enjoying the time that you spend with your family in that house is what's going to matter to you long term.
Follow Matt Smith on Facebook. Search Matt Smith Outdoors Realtor. Make a resolution to get organized with Ace Hardware and Sports in downtown Midland. A place for everything and everything in its place. With 27 or 12-gallon heavy-duty storage totes. This month's Red Hot Buy. Stash holiday trimmings with Sterilite stackable latch storage boxes in several sizes. Take your storage vertical with 6-foot resin shelving units. The rest fits nicely in Ace brand trash bags or 32-gallon Rubbermaid trash cans. An Ace Rewards exclusive. Ace Hardware and Sports in downtown Midland. The helpful place.
This is Jim Mahoney with Link Technologies. Email-borne threats have evolved, becoming increasingly difficult for technology to detect and mitigate. Link Technologies can offer real-time protection against targeted attacks like cyber fraud and impersonation, account takeover, and business email compromise by utilizing AI to predict and prevent future attacks. Give your business real-time defense and remediation.
Learn more at linkedtech.com. Linked Technologies, your technology link.
Oh my goodness, that's good stuff.
I'm not sorry, Miss Jackson.
Mamas.
I'm not sorry, Miss Jackson. We are back here for Northwood Basketball Weekly on ESPN 100.9 FM. A little prelude is that we're Lonnie Griffin, our men's coach, is joining us, and we always like to see what the rejoiner music is going to be.
Oh, for sure.
So, Eric brought the thunder.
Thank you, Eric. That was good stuff today.
Lonnie, 1-1 week last week. We'll start with Thursday's game at Tribeca, 62-60. I told you before we came on, it's like I had some observations. My number one thing is, like, I don't think you guys played horrible at the start or played amazing at the end. But Trevecca's level of play went from, wow, they're making every shot, and they're up 16, and then all of a sudden, you guys definitely took it up a notch.
Right.
But
right.
They stopped making shots. So you're, wow, we came out poor, and they came out great. Well, no, they actually just came out incredible and then didn't make shots anymore. A lot of it has to do with, because early on, the other thing I was going to say, I mentioned this off the air too. Trevecca's high is pretty darn good. When they play well, they've beaten Ferris this year. And
yes.
When they have like stretches where they're pretty good, but then
they're a lot like us, and they've got a lot of youth. And,
yep.
And he's really gone to playing a lot of that youth and starting them and playing them more. And they had a kid who had transferred from Tusculum, and he played in two games, and then the NCAA said no, he couldn't play. That kid averaged 25 points a game. So,
yeah.
You know, they're missing some pieces too, but, you know, and as for us, you know, man, if we could play 30-minute games, I think we'd be pretty darn good. But yeah,
just got to pick out which 10 minutes we got to leave out of the game. That's the
first 10,
yes.
Always the first 10.
Well, and I will say, though, on Saturday, on that game Thursday, you guys fell behind by 16, but my SID stat of the game was, at one point in a 3-minute stretch, they went 4-for-5 from three. The other 37 minutes, they were 1-for-21 from three. So the point is like, yes, they started well, but they made all those shots, and then they stopped making those shots, and then all of a sudden, you guys crept back into the game. But besides
making, says your rational brain when you're watching, when you're seeing that as an SID, when you're seeing that as a coach, it doesn't feel that way.
No, that's true. That's very true. That's very true. But having said that, they obviously started fast, made some shots. You guys did make some. What kind of adjustments did you make? Any adjustments, or did we just execute the game plan better at that point?
I would say we executed the game plan better. You know, they were really killing us in the first half on those back cuts.
Yeah.
And we just, you know, really, we had more ball pressure. And when you have more ball pressure, it really helps to negate some of the other things that teams can do, you know, back cuts and screens and different things, because it's harder for that guy who has the ball to make those passes. So, you know, our ball pressure picked up, and then we were just a little bit more keen on some of those back cuts. And you know, really, our pressure, when done right, and I know I'm aging myself, but going back to when we started doing this in that championship run year, you know, it can wear on teams. And so we got to get back to that consistently as a program. And we've done it well against Trevecca the last two times we've played them. And I really think it was more of us just executing that game plan of you know, putting that pressure on them consistently that helped us out in that game.
And it's a make or miss league, coach, as we go.
Yes.
Second half, 55% from the floor, 80% from the foul line.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big part too, and I think in a game like that where you look back on individual plays, the buzzer beater at the end of the first half by Mo Sain,
yes,
that made it a 6-point game.
I know. That was huge.
That I think the biggest in terms of like small margins, the difference between a 5-point lead and a 7-point lead is just it's a three possession game.
Oh, 100%.
It just feels different than like a 6 or a 5 or even a 6 and a 4. A 5 and a 7 feels a lot different. And especially after they were up 16, only be up by 6 at halftime, it just was a huge play.
And I think that's more than anything in our situation. It was where we had come from to make it a 6-point game. And if you watch that game, the funniest part about that is I'm still trying to figure out if D.D. Ware gets an assist because the ball came, got missed, got tipped back and hit him in his face, and it ricocheted to Mo. So I don't know, as an SID, does he get an assist for that? Or
they actually gave the assist to Q on that play.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you a little bit why I know that one there, because I was looking at that. So we're talking with Lonnie Griffin here on ESPN 100.9 FM. Will Young, very talented young man, no pun intended. Really good game that game, 14 points. And you've talked a lot about shot selection with him, and I think he's just getting better and better with it. There are times where he's a young player who likes to shoot it, and we're struggling offensively. He might force a shot here or there, but I thought he took a really good job in that game.
Particularly in that game. And his teammates helped him out because they did a good job, driving and kicking and hitting him and finding him. But that's been his bugaboo all year. It's been his shot selection that has gotten better. And it's one of those things you talk to him about, okay, look, you're having success when you're taking good shots. And he's a scorer by mentality, and that's going to be who he is. But it's getting him to understand the better shots he takes, the better scorer he can be. It's not about volume. It's about, quality. And, having guys in the past here who've been very efficient and had success, that's kind of what we believe in. So,
in that game, Savon Weichel did not have a good game shooting, but stepped up big time at the foul line, second half, 9 for 10, and went 4 for 4 in the final 43 seconds in a tie game.
Yes.
And win by two when one of your kids goes 2-4-4 from the line in that situation. That's huge.
Yeah, and it's interesting because he, he's really from Nashville.
Smyrna,
but it's a suburb. And so, his stat line, I think, said 1 for 11.
Yeah.
But like you said, from the free throw line, he was pretty good. So, and to hit those down the stretch, so it was nice. Yeah, he didn't have a great statistically game, but hit those free throws down the stretch and have a ton of fans in there supporting him. It was good to see that for him.
Yeah, it was a really good crowd that night too at Tribeca. Really good.
And I'd say a third of them were probably his family.
Yeah, that's true. We're talking with Lonnie Griffin here. Saturday, then Kentucky Wesleyan, a team that was just coming off a huge win against Hillsdale on Thursday night, and really, they rode that momentum in the first half, and you ran into a buzzsaw those opening 20 minutes.
We did, and I give a lot of credit to Coach Cooper because, definitely we talk about those cliche trap games, and this could have easily been a trap game for them after Hillsdale, that big win for them by 1 point, and that didn't happen. They were ready. They were ready to go. And like I've said, for us, that's kind of been our bugaboo all year is slow starts and trying to – even against them – the first time here, I think we were down by 12 and had to battle back. So, and you look at the stat line on that game, we took more shots than them. We, had less turnovers than they did. We were even on the offensive boards. I think our percentages, I can't think of them right off the top of my head, were pretty decent, if I remember right. So it was really just that first 10 to 15 minutes where we were down by, a ton at the half, and we outscored them in the second half.
Yep.
And
yep.
So, but like you said, that first 20 minutes was tough. And when you're trying to battle back and get back into that game, and our guys kept battling in that second half, it just, it's a lot harder when you dig as big of a hole as we did.
It was 41-15 at halftime, and it was 21-0 from three-point range.
Yes.
Not a math major, but there you go. Unlike the women, you guys have two games this week.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday night against Findlay at 8 o'clock, Saturday at 1 or 3 against Hillsdale. You played both of these teams already this year. What can you tell us about, first of all, the Oilers? This is not the classic Oiler undefeated national championship level team, but they're still very good. and you still know that you're going to get them. They're going to come in and play really hard.
Oh, they're very well coached. Coach Ernst does a really good job with them. And here's what I know. They're well coached. They've got a good mix of upperclassmen, guys who've been through the wars, and young guys who are learning it. So they're gonna compete offensively. They're gonna run through Bruns, who's one of their big fellas up front, a big load of a kid, and you know they got a solid player at the point guard position. So they're gonna be really, really good. They're not as system oriented, I'd say, as Hillsdale, who we play on. And I know we had this conversation already.
I'd say just recently too, because the schedule's interesting.
The schedule is very interesting. Yeah. Like we didn't play, we're done playing Ashland and we haven't played Malone once.
So
just like that, we'll be done with Hillsdale in a lot of these teams, and we haven't even played Malone once, I digress. But, well-coached for Finley, and then Hillsdale, who was also well-coached, but very system-oriented and very disciplined, and, you know, it's about the system for them. So it's going to be a challenge, and I was very proud of our guys to go on the road against Hillsdale and compete and do some really, really good things and kind of made them uncomfortable. Where they had to do some things that they're not used to doing defensively. But here's the flip side of that. We're not sneaking up on them come Saturday. So they'll be ready for us, and it'll be a good challenge for us. And, we're a team that's growing and getting better, and so our challenge is going to be we've played pretty tough and good on Thursday nights. Our challenge is going to be, carrying that over into a Saturday against a really good team in Hillsdale at home.
Well, Lonnie, great job as always. Good job on the show. Miss Jackson really set the tone.
It did.
So we're just trying.
Because he really stumped me last time. I still don't know what that was.
Yeah. But Miss Jackson's classic. So, Lonnie, thanks for joining us. Good luck against Finley and Hillsdale this week.
All right, T-Mac, we'll see you next week.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with Ava D'Amelia from the women's team. You're listening to Northwood Basketball Weekly on ESPN 100.9 FM.
Supply chain issues, record high building material costs, unable to schedule a contractor or even get a bid? Do all of these sound familiar? Today, inflation challenges are especially tough in the construction trades. Is your home or business properly insured to consider the current industry conditions? Schedule a review of your property coverage with an expert from Yeider Insurance Group and auto owners to ensure that you're protected for replacement cost value. This is Steve Scott from Yeider Insurance Group, your friends in the insurance business.
At Jolt Credit Union, we're more than a place to save your money. We make the promise to every member to give it all we've got, every day and everywhere. We're proud to serve members all across the Great Lakes Bay region. Bold ideas lead to memorable results. So roll up your sleeves and join us as we go all in. Get started at joltcu.com. Jolt Credit Union, offering a powerful shift to a better way of banking.
Ted's Home and Lawn in Midland reminds you, now is the time to test your snowblower to make certain it's ready for Old Man Winter. If it's not up to snuff, Ted's certified service team can have your snowblower ready to go for the fast approaching cold months. Any make, any model. If it's time to replace, Ted's has Aaron's snowblowers in stock. Ted's also has zero-turn Cub Cadet tractors in stock.
Ted's Home and Lawn, Midland's Cub Cadet dealer.
Ted's Home and Lawn. Poseyville Road, just 1.5 miles south of Dow Diamond.
Get huge savings with fuel rewards every time you fill up at one of your 26 area Forward Shell convenience stores. Get at least 5 cents off a gallon every single fill up and earn even more when you make purchases in store. You can regularly save 10, 20, even 30 cents off a gallon, which means less money goes into your tank and more stays into your wallet. Visit fuelrewards.com to sign up and start saving today. That's fuel rewards at your area Forward Shell convenience stores. And remember, when you want to pay less at the pump, go Forward.
Welcome back to Northwood Basketball Weekly, live from Frick's on ESPN 100.9 FM. Our next guest, fourth year junior. I know all this, but I always got to make sure before I say something silly because of COVID that you got another year coming
up. Senior year in the classroom, but junior on the court.
Yep. Ava D'Amelio. Ava, how are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. So for you this season, we'll go all the way back to the start.
Okay.
Nobody on the team was probably affected by Jayla Strickland's season-ending injury more than you.
Yeah,
because your role went from, like, I'll play probably a little five, but mostly 100%, four, and then now you are pretty much a five.
Back to the basket, post moves.
How have you adjusted your game to that? I know this has always been a part of your game, but it wasn't exclusively part of your game, and now it's kind of a much bigger part of your game.
I feel like definitely I've always been, like, confident in, like, my post moves. It's always been, like, the one thing I'd always work on in the off season. And, like, having Jayla, it's not that I wouldn't have the opportunity to shine in that aspect, but, like, I wouldn't get as much playing time in the five because we had Jayla, thank God.
Yep.
But now, obviously, with what happened with Jayla, like, I was able to step into that position and just have been thriving and having fun with it and just going with the flow.
We mentioned while Autumn was on, you've been playing better lately. It feels like your game's starting to come together. Is there anything in particular you think that's kind of helped you start playing better of late?
I think just trusting myself and being more patient on my moves. I feel like majority of the time in the beginning of the season, I was adjusting to that role, and I was very frantic when I would get the ball and, like, oh, what move am I going to make and predetermine. But now it's more of trusting myself to make the right read, and I just go up.
You are averaging career high in points and minutes and all of those stats, field goal percentage and stuff. So, obviously, we'd love to have Jayla, but I mean, like, you must enjoy the expanded role you have also.
Yeah, I'm definitely prideful of it. It makes me excited to be able to play the five, to be honest. And then just play a quick game, too. I like to say I'm a faster five in comparison to the other fives on the teams, but so I just run with the guards.
Right.
That's the game plan.
We're talking with Ava D'Amelio here on Northwood Basketball Weekly on ESPN 100.9 FM. The team's had an interesting year, obviously some injuries, setbacks and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, like, and obviously we mentioned this again, that was a tough trip. Those are two really good teams. It's a long trip and stuff. But overall, I still think the team's trending upward. You've got an opportunity to start making a run now. Mm-hmm. Schedule gets a little easier in terms of opponents. Not that Hillsdale is not a great, very good team that we've already played, but just in terms of the travel and the opponents, it's a little less daunting than what we've had.
100% agree.
What do you think the keys are to keep the team trending in the right direction?
I definitely just think, like, trusting ourselves and, like, trusting the progress we have made. I feel like going back to Trevecca, we watched film from the first time we played them, and it was just eye-opening to see, like, where we were before and where we are now.
Right.
So just having trust that, like, we're going to continue growing. And then even with playing Hillsdale, I remember being a part of that game and us starting the first half not exactly how we wanted to. So I'm kind of excited to be able to play them again.
Yeah, and that wasn't that long ago, which is weird.
Yeah, it was a quick turnaround.
Yeah. So, your sister, Soph, played here. How is Soph doing, first of all?
She's good. Yeah.
I don't know if she's listening or not.
Spotlight.
Let's give Soph a
shout out. She's good. She's working in Ann Arbor for Brookdale. It's a senior living facility.
Okay.
Yeah. She's a manager.
Yeah.
So she's thriving.
I talked to her a little bit
earlier. Yeah, taking care of older people.
They do love her. She said she said there's a joy in that. Obviously, you guys grew up playing together.
Mm-hmm.
What were some of your fondest memories being able to play with your sister growing up?
Jeez, I would say I look back to high school just because in college together we didn't have that opportunity much just because I was a freshman and then she was a sophomore transfer and she was having back issues, so we didn't have much time on the court together. But as weird as it sounds, during high school she was more of a driver, so she would always drive and I would always be on the outside shooting it, so it always was like a double whammy of, like, okay, are you gonna guard the shooter and let the driver take it in, or are you gonna guard the driver and leave the shooter?
Yeah. And now she was around last year, but she didn't really get to play.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you miss playing with your sister.
It's different. Yeah.
Especially when you didn't think it was going to happen, and then she ends up transferring into Northwood, so you guys end up playing it together again, and then just really didn't ever quite.
It just didn't really, like, take off.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So you've also, I have now had McKenna.
Mm-hmm.
I've had Adele, and now you on.
Yeah.
are you the best student worker in the Northwood Sports Information
100%.
Office?
100%. I think that I have a lead on everyone else, an advantage, just because I was Luke's intern.
That's true.
And
that's
I will be going back to Luke, but it's just hard during season right now in classes.
Now, I specifically was talking about the SAD office, which is not Luke. This is just me.
Yeah.
So you're losing some points by talking about Luke instead of me.
Dang it, the brownie points.
I'm just kidding.
But overall, the athletic office, I think that I have some brownie points.
No doubt. And I will tell you the same thing I told the other two. I will tell you, you are the best one that's here.
Oh, thank you, T-Mac.
Did I tell McKenna she was the best?
100%.
Did I tell Adele she was the best?
Yes, as you should. You got to hype up, give the confidence to the girls.
I got to give you a lot of credit for one thing. It was your big part of it. We've got the bobbleheads. We've been doing the Woody Wobble Wednesdays, and you were really like a spearhead in hiding those for the kids. The students at Northwood Define. And it's been a huge hit. So I got it publicly on the air. Give you credit for that.
Thanks, T-Mac. Yeah, it was Luke's idea. I just helped execute it.
Yeah. I've actually been involved with the hiding process a little bit lately since you've been gone.
Yeah.
Because you guys were super.
You're filling the shoes really well.
Super top secret when I first started. I was not asking for nuclear codes.
I
couldn't tell by the way you guys acted. Like, where's it going to be? You're not allowed to know.
Speaking in Morse code, hiding it.
So, last question I always ask people. Academically, what's your major? What do you hope to do when you're done playing basketball?
My major is marketing, and then I'm minoring in healthcare management, and then I'm hoping to go into medical sales.
Okay, cool.
Specifically equipment, hopefully. Okay. But
who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Pharmaceuticals... Yeah. Maybe, but I'm not interested in going back to school once I'm done. So
See. Because you're finishing this year, your undergrad, and then what master's are you getting?
The business administration.
Okay, the MBA,
Yeah.
Northwood actually has more than one option now. The MBA. So actually, no local person that's a Northwood grad who has his master's who works in medical sales.
Oh, really?
So maybe we'll
networking team.
Yeah, we'll get that ball. We'll get that ball rolling once we get closer to you.
Yeah,
but that's like a year and a half away still.
Yeah, but it doesn't. I'll meet him. I'll say hello. Get my name out there.
Right. Exactly. So, Ava, great job as always.
Thanks, T-Mac. As nervous.
No, it's just a chat. It's just a chat between us. Just usually don't have headphones on when we talk.
No, but it's okay. It's like I'm playing a video game.
Yeah, exactly. good luck this week against Hillsdale on Saturday.
Yeah, thanks, T-Mac.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with Xavier Bargaster from the men's team. You're listening to Northwood Basketball Weekly on ESPN 100.9 FM.
Make a resolution to get organized with Ace Hardware and Sports in downtown Midland, a place for everything and everything in its place. With 27 or 12-gallon heavy-duty storage totes, this month's Red Hot Buy. Stash holiday trimmings with Sterilite stackable latch storage boxes in several sizes. Take your storage vertical with 6-foot resin shelving units. The rest fits nicely in Ace brand trash bags or 32-gallon Rubbermaid trash cans, an Ace Rewards exclusive. Ace Hardware and Sports in downtown Midland, the helpful place. Matt Smith Modern Realty, what's more important, negotiating the best deal or finding the perfect home?
You only focus on the market trend while you're trying to buy the home. You live there for the next 10, 15, or 20 years.
Market trend or quality of life?
Jerry, I would argue that it's more important to get the right house than to get the right deal, because long after you found that house, enjoying the time that you spend with your family in that house is what's going to matter to you long term.
Follow Matt Smith on Facebook. Search Matt Smith Outdoors Realtor.
Welcome back to the final segment of Northwood Basketball Weekly, live from Frick's on ESPN 100.9 FM. Tonight's show is sponsored by the Polecat Golf Course in Mount Pleasant. It is a championship-style course played around the scenic 100-foot-wide Chippewa River. The course was designed by former PGA Pro and Mount Pleasant native Dan Bohl. In addition to great golf, the Polecat is the perfect spot for your upcoming wedding or corporate event with seating up to 300 guests. For more information, please visit polecat.net. Our next guest is a transfer in his first year with the program, coming from Alma College by way of Grass Lake High School, Xavier Bargaster. Xavier, how are you tonight?
Doing very good. Just got out of practice, so kind of tired.
Yeah, exactly. if we have out of breath, it's not because of my tough questions. It's because he literally just got done running through practice. I think the first thing I'd like to know is that it's interesting because you came from Alma last year, played at Alma, but you're actually like, your stats are better and you're a bigger contributor here this year than where you were last year. What
caused the trade? What was the thing that led you to get transfer, and what was how'd you end up at Northwood, I guess, first of all?
Mostly for me, the transfer was because my coach at Alma, he left. So I was just like, I pretty much just thought, like, I could probably try to see what other opportunities I have. Like, I liked coming out of high school, being able to choose my coach. And I liked the idea of going back to that, being able to choose who I had, not just someone coming in to coach me. So.
And when you came into Northwood, obviously, you went from Division III to Division II, and you've stepped up and become a more important player. What do you think, how has your game changed, like, say, from when you first got to Alma to now?
Pretty much just, like, coming here to Northwood, like, it was, like, new challenge. Like, I really had to pick up, like, get in the gym, get on my game, get in the weight room. Just really had to work at my craft to be able to succeed, come, like, moving up a level. So.
When you look at, I think one of the things that, like, we see, like, NEI, D3, D2, D1, is that sometimes there is a major difference and sometimes there's not a difference from team to team and stuff. MIAA to the GMAC, what have you seen as the biggest differences between the two leagues?
Mostly it's just, like, size of the guards, pretty much. Like, I was playing a big at Alma, and the bigs are the same size, same sense of physicality, but, like, the size of the guards here are just different.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because, I mean, even, like, you guys, like, your team, I think one of the things, the hallmark of your current team is the length on the perimeter, mm-hmm. and what you think is a wide-open shot suddenly doesn't become, because that guy's got the gadget arms, and all of a sudden you got a hand in the face. But, so, like, talk about, like, going back to high school. Are you the similar player that you were in high school? Has your game evolved there, too?
My game has definitely changed. I don't know if it's necessarily evolved. Like, in high school, I played a big my senior year, and, like, I stepped out to three shot. Like, shot three at a high level during high school. So, like, it's pretty much the same. It's just, like, the physicality has gotten a lot better for me. Like, I've gotten a lot stronger inside and everything.
I was wondering if maybe you were a back-to-the-basket player, but you actually kind of played the same way in high school, too. So, you did probably a little bit more back-to-the-basket in high school than you do now, like, catch the ball and post up, but you still had a lot of the ability to go out, step outside.
Yep.
Because I know some coaches don't like their bigs to go outside.
Yeah.
Like, they're supposed to go in the paint. Well, I'm glad you got to go out and do that. The team this year, I think, has really improved and gotten better and better as time has gone on. It might necessarily reflect in the win column like maybe you guys want, but you got to feel like your team is growing and growing as throughout the year has gone on.
Yeah, we're definitely getting a lot closer as a team, a lot more chemistry on the court, it seems. Like, it's not – we still have to put together a full game and everything, but, like, there's definitely flashes of, like, we're becoming a better team. We're a lot better than we were at the beginning of the year.
And now you've still, I mean, it's still a little more than halfway through the year, but there's still a ton of basketball to go. Mm-hmm. What are the areas you would like to see your team improve the rest of the way?
Pretty much just working a lot harder on defense for the full 40. That's the main thing, getting rebounds. Like, we just got to get more defense rebounds where we let teams get too many offensive boards.
Yeah, we could say women. You're the women's team. It might be the same answer for the women's team, too, for both you guys. We're talking with Xavier Bargesser here on Northwood Basketball Weekly on ESPN 100.9 FM. When you look at where you want the team to be and, like, what do you see the future of Northwood basketball? Like, I mean, obviously this year is different, but, like, going forward, how do you see the team evolving over time in the next couple years?
Pretty much just, like we just have to get closer and everything, like, we can be a very good team in this conference. We have plenty of size to be able to do it. It's just we're young right now, just getting in the gym, getting together, just learning how everyone plays. Just that's pretty much it.
And I think one thing that with all the newcomers that you really face is figuring out your role, which is I think where you guys have all gotten a lot better. But, like, you know, at times I think there's probably you come here for you particularly play D3, come here. Like, how many times should I shoot? How many times should I not shoot? And it kind of feels like you guys have got a nice balance now of your – when things are going well, you guys can have a bunch of different guys on the floor that can be the guy that can go get the basket.
Yeah, that's for sure. Like, we've had probably like, 7 to 8 different top leading scorers this year. Like, it's anyone can put the ball in the hoop. It's just figuring out who's hot that game and getting them the ball.
You played at Grass Lake. What was your high school ultimate – your best memory from playing in high school?
I would say for me, we never beat, like, one of our rivals for, like, I think it was, like, 5-6 years. And, like, my junior year, we came out, lost them twice really close. Like, we didn't have a single senior. And then senior year, we finally got that win, and we beat them pretty good that year.
Do you want to name that school?
Michigan Center.
Okay, there we go. That's good. We got to at least dump on them a little bit while you're saying. I mean, not that I have anything against either school, because, anyway. When you're looking ahead, like, you got two more years of eligibility after this. I guess the one thing I always ask everybody is, what's your major and what do you hope to do when you get done playing basketball?
I'm a sports management major. I'm hoping to get into coaching girls at the college level. Like, my sister plays college basketball. Like, I've learned the game inside and out. Like, and it's just, it's very interesting. It's different from guys' basketball, and I think I could do a pretty good job with that.
Where does she play at?
She plays at Indiana.
That's right. I knew it was somewhere big, and I couldn't remember where it was. Indiana's very good.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't they top 25? They're
I think they're ranked fifth right now, fifth or sixth in the
country. So that's not bad. So, that's not bad. And does, how does your game compare to hers? Like, if you were just, like, playing one-on-one, is she, like, a more perimeter-oriented or more post-oriented?
Yeah, she's a true point guard, so she's definitely got a little bit better handle. Like, she sees the floor really well. Like, there's definitely a lot of similarities. I see, like, we both have the same kind of court sense. It's just the way we go about doing it's different. Like, I'm more at mid-post, and she's more out on the perimeter.
And how tall is she then?
She's 5'9".
Okay. So I was just going to say, so you got the height, although 5'9 is a good size for her, but 5'9 that's a point guard. Like, that's one of the D2. I think that's probably the biggest difference in women's basketball, the height.
Yeah.
Like, you see those Big Ten schools.
Oh, no, she's taller than our two point guards for sure, though.
I know. It's crazy. It's crazy because those, I mean, yeah, because, like, I know Northwood's women have played, like, Michigan State before, and our power forward's 6 foot, and their power forwards are 6'6". And it's just
it's a lot different.
Yeah. So, well, that's awesome. Well, Xavier, thanks for joining us. Good luck this weekend. You got a couple games. Actually, I'll mention this week, you got Hillsdale on Thursday and then Findlay on Saturday. What do you think the keys are to, like, getting a couple wins this week?
For both teams, it's just stopping the guys inside. Like, Hillsdale, they gave us 20-something points inside from one player last game. It's just getting him, just getting the ball off his hands, not letting him do what he did last game. And the same thing with Findlay. They put it in the middle. Just couldn't do anything about it. Just stopping that.
8 o'clock Thursday night, Saturday at 3 o'clock. Both games here at Reap Marine. Love to have everybody come out. Xavier, thanks for joining us.
Good luck
this weekend.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for tonight's show. I'd like to thank Xavier Bargasser, as well as Autumn Hagedon, Lonnie Griffin, and Ava D'Amelia for being on tonight's show. Once again, our games this week. Thursday night is a men's game only. That's at 8 o'clock here in Reap Marina. And then Saturday, two home games, men and women both playing. Hillsdale College. Hillsdale at 1 for the women and 3 for the men. Should be a great set of games coming up this week at Reap Marina. We'd love to have you come out. If you can't make it, you can always watch and follow the games along on gonorthwood.com. This is Travis McCurdy signing off. Have a great night, everybody.